Good morning. Well, the Australian share market looks like it's set for a positive start to trade on Thursday, albeit a modest one. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 9 points. That comes on the heels of a very volatile session as far as Wall Street was concerned, at least. And that's where all of the attention was trained, with the US Fed announcing that they cut interest rates by 0.25%, as was widely expected. But the volatility for the markets came after the Fed perhaps wasn't as dovish as market participants had hoped. So the Fed was reasonably upbeat about the prospects for the US economy, talking about the strength of the jobs market, the economy expanding, albeit at a moderate pace, and the strength of household spending. The downsides at the moment are obviously business investment and exports. And the market was hoping that perhaps the Fed would be signalling more rate cuts in the near term, but they weren't as forthright on that front. In fact, the Fed is taking a wait-and-see approach. As the economy develops, then the Fed will be essentially reacting accordingly with rate moves. So the important point to note is that the market did recover in the aftermath of all of this at its worst levels of the session. The S&P 500, as you can see here, was down by about 1%. It managed to reclaim that ground to be just in positive territory at the close. There was a small gain for the Dow as well, but tech stocks tended to underperform. So interest rate markets were quite choppy as well. The bottom line here is that you actually saw a flattening of the yield curve, which is not what you necessarily want, but notwithstanding that, banks actually had a reasonable improvement over the course of the session. Elsewhere, we saw FedEx was noteworthy as one of the big movers overnight. It fell by 14%, having one of its worst days on record. So that was a reflection of a number of things, but not least of which has been the moderating global economy, which has weighed on that stock. So elsewhere, we saw commodity prices quite mixed because the US dollar firmed, so that tended to put downward pressure on commodities. We saw iron ore down by 0.4% in the last day, just above $96 a ton. We have oil prices continuing to retreat on the news that there's going to be more production coming online out of Saudi Arabia after the drone attacks. NYMEX was down by around 2%. Zinc prices were amongst the worst performers on the London Metals Exchange, falling by more than a percent. As we look ahead to the market today, it's another big day on the local front with the August unemployment report being released. The market expectations are for 15,000 jobs to have been added to the economy and the unemployment rate to stay at 5.2%. So for a long time, the market's been anticipating a substantial weakening in jobs growth. So that'll be always the main talking point if it eventuates today. The Aussie dollar a little bit weaker thanks to a big rally in the US dollar. So the Aussie dollar actually has lost quite a bit of ground overnight, back to around 68.3 US cents.